Church this morning.
Amen. God bless you for being here. Appreciate you being in church. Janet, right? And the baby's with you? Yep. We appreciate Nigel and what's the other one's name? Hey, when you get put on the spot, I know that all the time when I get up here. Amen. And this young man over here, you told me your name. I forgot. Yes, sir. William. Yes, sir. First time to be here. I think that's everybody first time. We don't have no other first timers, do we? But glad that you're in church, whether you've been here before, or this is your first time, or you're here every time. Amen. I ought to mention everybody that's here every time. Amen. Glad to have Betsy here today. And amen. God bless you. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 46. Amen. Psalm 46. God is good to us, isn't He? Truly the Lord is good to us. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 46 and verse number 1. Y'all want to help me this morning? I got two amens.
Amen.
Y'all want to help me this morning?
Amen.
All right, you got your Bible. I'm going to read one verse, and y'all are going to read the next. And then when we get to the last, we'll read it together. Y'all still want to help me?
Amen.
All right, Psalm 46, I'll start out verse 1. Y'all go 2, I go 3, you go 4. We'll read 11 verses here. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Everybody together. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just give the Lord praise this morning? Thank you, Lord, for being in your house today. Thank you for your presence with us today, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in this service. Strengthen us today, Lord. Strengthen anyone that is weak, Lord. Strengthen those that are strong to be stronger in the Lord. Encourage us today, Lord. Lift us up. Give joy to the brokenhearted, Lord. Peace, God, to the troubled. Thank you for it today, Lord, for your great salvation. You are truly great and greatly to be praised. We give you glory one more time this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't you feel better already? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can take your seat. If you can there this morning, I appreciate your help in reading the Word of God. You know, there's the psalm as, they sang it or chanted it a lot of times. The Jewish people would chant these or repeat them, say them in congregation. Some of them was just for the preachers to know or the priest. Others was for the singers, the choir. And it's interesting because a lot of psalm was actual poetry in that day, or what we would consider poetry. A lot of it would rhyme, and a lot of it, if it didn't rhyme, it would go together. But brought into the English language, you know, it's interesting because it's translated to a different language. And you know, when you got different things you say, and then you go to a different language and you're preaching through an interpreter, and they'll just stop and say, that ain't gonna translate. That don't make no sense in this other language. And so different ones that maybe have translated with me before, they'll just make up something, say something, you know. But I remember I was preaching one time, and I was preaching about, being stable. And I said, wishy-washy. And the interpreter said,
wishy-washy.
What is wishy-washy? Everybody knows what wishy-washy is here, right? Forth, unstable, you know, just kind of can't depend on them. But I don't want to be wishy-washy. I want to be, you know, solid. But Psalm 46, I said all that to say this. Psalms 46, I believe it fits right in. I mean, you talking about this psalm is wonderful. And the wording of the psalm, even in our translation, no doubt, amen. It's just like they wrote it, and the writer was anointed and wrote it in English. Even though we know that this song of the sons of Korah and how they sang this the first time was written and learned in Hebrew. But it's just like it was for us, written for us. And the Bible is that way. I want to preach this morning on there is a river. Verse number 4 said, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. There's no doubt that Psalms 46 is talking about Jerusalem's water system, Jerusalem's river or spring. There was a spring. And in the Jebusites, you know, Jerusalem was the last city that was taken. And Joshua didn't conquer it. He couldn't conquer it, or he didn't. They didn't take Jerusalem. David took Jerusalem. And the reason that Jerusalem was such a stronghold in the land of Judah, matter of fact, they just made peace with the Jebusites. And Saul didn't. When Saul became king, he didn't conquer the Jebusites. When the judges ruled, and mighty men ruled, and great men was ruling in the land of Israel, they never conquered that city, Jerusalem or Zion, and the city of the holy city, which is, we could talk about that for on and on, but I want to preach on there is a river. The psalmist here said there's a river that makes the streams thereof make glad the city of God. And Jerusalem had a water system that never ran dry. And there was a pool that the Jebusites went down and put an underground conduit up through and came, and they would drop their buckets down through this shaft and this hole, and fresh, clean water inside the city. And so they couldn't be defeated. You know, many times in those days, those kings would shut off. They would come to a city or a people, and they'd shut off their water supply. They would stop up their water supply and they would defeat them. They was defeated. They'd die of thirst. But Jerusalem had a secret river. And matter of fact, when David became king and went and came against the Jebusites and took the city of Jerusalem and made it the capital of Israel, he told his men, because they couldn't break through to the people. They couldn't break through and defeat them. He said, whoever will go up through that conduit, or that gutter, I think he actually said, whoever goes up through that gutter and gets in the city will be the captain of my host. And Joab, amen, went up through that gutter, through that conduit, and got into the city. And God, amen, caused the city to fall to David. And David took the city. Amen. But Jerusalem, those Jebusites had put this water system in. And there was this pool, and this word that they use here for river, amen, can also be translated into the English sometimes as a spring, or, you know, like a fountain that comes out. And it was a flowing fountain, and it was constantly fresh water. Now, I want you to know today, I want to preach today about the streams. There is a river, the Bible said, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. The streams, that pure water, amen, that God brings our way. And I want to talk about a couple things this morning. Amen, the streams, the Word of God. Amen. The blessedness of the Bible, the Word of God, makes glad the city of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, that inward, amen, that touch of God in our life, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of our God. River, amen. Rivers are amazing. The longest river, the Amazon River, thousands and thousands of miles, amen, south of us, and down in South and Central America. It stretches way down. You know, the rivers that the Bible talks about. Amen. And how that God, you know, gave us rivers. Matter of fact, this word right here, this fountain, it was the pool of Siloam where Jesus anointed that man's eyes with clay. He spit on the ground and put clay in his eye and his eyes and said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And you know, the Bible's got a lot of things and wonderful studies, but it all it leads us right to the redemption of man. Everything leads us to salvation. Everything leads us to salvation. There's types and shadows and all kinds of studies and different things, but everything leads us where God sent, amen, for us to be saved. But this fountain, this river that they're talking about that fed Jerusalem, this fountain which was taken from the word, I believe it was with a G, the word is a G in the Hebrew, and actually that was one of the rivers in the beginning where God was sending a river through. There was rivers there Garden of Eden. Y'all still with me this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about there's a river that makes glad the city of God. And the kings would come against the Jerusalem. They would conquer, but they couldn't figure out. Amen. There wasn't no water. Matter of fact, Hezekiah went outside the city and he put another conduit and he covered up all the water. And when Assyria came, they was coming through the land, defeating one city after another, one city after another, one city after another. Oh God, Hezekiah said, will the king come and find water here? He was talking about that pool of Siloam. Amen. And so they went and they reconduit it where it come into the city. Amazing, amazing architect. Amazing things that God gave his people how. Amen. Centuries ago, how to run that water into that city. Amen. And here these singers were singing, there is a river. Amen. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Amen. I'm thankful, amen, that there's a river that flows through this place today. There's a river that flows in the life of the child of God. And the streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Amen. The devil will come against you, but there's still a river. Hallelujah. The enemy will attack, but there's still a river. Amen. That make glad the city of our God. How can you smile in the face of adversity? You don't know about our sacred river. Hallelujah. You don't know about the conduit, amen, that runs from that pool of fresh water and gives us life. Amen. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Thank God, hallelujah, for the river this morning. The streams thereof that make glad the city of our God. Thank the Lord. I want to tell you about, the Bible tells us that in Ezekiel, that the water came out on the south side of the house under the threshold of that door. And said that Ezekiel saw it flowing out. Water was flowing out of that house going eastward. And the Bible said that a man had a line in his hand and he measured 1,000 and it was to the ankles. Hallelujah. Looks so small. Looks so insignificant. This water is flowing out of the house. The Bible said it flowed out from the south side of the altar.
Praise God. I'm talking about there's a river. Amen. He said he measured 1,000. It was just to the ankles. You know, you get started with God, people say, oh, that ain't nothing. You'll get over that real quick. You got religion. You'll get over it real quick. It won't last you no time. You'll be over it. Amen. It's just to the ankles. You know, it's just something new in your life. Amen. But he measured 1,000 and it was to the knees. Hallelujah. Amen. The streams thereof. The Bible said he measured 1,000. You know, the Bible never calls it a river until he says it's a river that cannot be passed over. And then he keeps calling it a river. Glory to God. I'm thankful for God's blessings in our life. I'm thankful for the Word of God. Amen. The Bible. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Amen. Verse number 9 of Psalm 65. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, amen, when thou hast also provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Amen. God, amen, made the river to flow through the house of God, through the child of the, amen, through the child of God, to bless our lives and to help us, amen, to give us peace when there's sorrow, to give us comfort when there's trouble, to give us joy, amen, in the time of adversity. And that's what I'm preaching about this morning. There's a river, and I believe God wants to make that river to flow down in your life. Amen. I believe God wants to make that river to flow in your family. I believe God wants to make that river to flow. Amen. In our life. I want to preach about two things this morning, if y'all will let me. And I'll let you go. I want to talk about the Word of God first. Amen. The river of the Word of God, the blessedness of the Word of God. Amen. What does the Word of God mean to your life? What does the Bible mean to your life? Amen. How does it lead us and guide us? The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Amen. The world's against it. The world can't understand it. Amen. The world can't understand what the Bible, how the Bible can mean so much to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody wrote a song, said, Mama's Bible. Amen. Mama's Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord for the Word of God this morning. Thank God for the written Word of God in our hearts. He said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. We've got to make a decision to drink of this river. We got to make a decision to turn to the Word of God. The Word of God is alive today and well. He still heals. He still delivers. Amen. Still brings peace. There's scriptures in there. Amen. That is peace for us in troubled times. Joy in sorrow. Amen. I think about a time where I needed to make a very serious decision. I did not know what to do. And I was not home. And I was faced with some complicated things that was very serious. And I was up in a motel and I was reading my Bible in the morning, and the Lord spoke to me directly from the pages of the Word and gave me direct, amen, direction. Hallelujah. Precise direction in what I should do right in the Word of God. Isn't that amazing? It was already written down in what I should do. Now, I believe if you're looking for direction this morning, if you need direction in your life, hallelujah, the streams, if you're brokenhearted, praise God, if you can't sleep, if you can't sleep at night, there's scriptures to read that'll help you sleep. Praise God. If you're bleeding and can't stop bleeding, there's scriptures that'll cause your bleeding to stop. You don't have to believe me or not. It's true. I've experienced it. There's a stream that makes glad the city of our God. Amen. People that know the power of the Word of God are not weak people. They're strong people. Amen. People that respect the Bible and love the Bible. Love the Bible. Hallelujah. You say, man, I can't understand it. You know, there was this girl engaged years ago in London. Before she was engaged, she was in college, and she found this book in the library and she read it. And she finished college and she thought, that is the most boring book I've ever read. She told this. She said, I said, that is the most boring book I've ever read. And sometime later after college, she was a little older and she got engaged to this man. And he was a very educated man and well-to-do and all that. And she she was out with him one night and she said, you know, I've got a book in my library that I read. She didn't tell him it was boring, but she said, and it's called such and such, and said, it's your name. He said, I wrote that book. She said, you did? He said, yeah. She said, I went back that night and stayed up all night and read the book. She said, it was the most interesting book I've ever read. Woo! Something different about when you know the author. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the Bible is boring to the world. Amen. But it's not boring when you know the author. When he said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And you read his words and you know he means what he says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you know the author, it's not a boring book. When you're in love with the author, she married him. When you're in love with the author, hallelujah, it's not a boring book. And I know when he says that he means what he says. Thank God for the Word of God. People set the Bible up on the shelf and never even take it down. It's the most treasured thing. We was at youth rally over at Shreveport, and I may not get it just right, but Brother Drew told the story about a boy who was turning 16, his mom and dad was going to buy him a car. And y'all remember that? Some of y'all there was going to buy him the car. And they went out and picked it out, I think, and all this. Well, on his 16th birthday, his dad handed him a Bible. And he said, he looked at that Bible. And he said, I thought I was going to get a car. He said, son, this is your gift. And this is the most precious gift I could ever give you, is a Bible. It's more valuable than anything I can give you. It's more valuable than the car, anything. Well, I think the story, y'all may have to help me, that the boy, I think he left home or something. He got mad, ran away from home, and was gone for years or something, maybe. Maybe it was his father's death or something. Anyways, it was real bizarre. He left, he got mad, I wanted the car, he threw a fit. Well, sometime later, years and years later, he gets that Bible or something after his dad dies, I believe. I don't want to get it too far, but years go by. Regardless of whatever happened, there was a cashier's check in the front page, in the first page of that Bible, for the exact dollar and cent for that new car. And the dad, brokenhearted, left it in that Bible and never took it out. Amen. And one day the boy found it. Hallelujah. Amen. Not knowing at that time. Did you know, amen, the peace that you so ever crave, friend, is found right there on the pages of that book that you ever so forget about. The treasure far beyond any mind could ever comprehend. Amen. Blessings in your family. Blessings in your home. Blessings in your health. Blessings in your emotions. In your mental, amen, problems. Blessings. Amen. Anointing. Peace of God. Joy. There's a stream that makes glad the city of our God. It's the Word of God. There's a stream. There's a river. And it makes glad the city of our God. Read that Bible, young people. Read it. Study the Bible. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Hallelujah. Read the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of books. I read this. Amen. The other day, somebody had put it somewhere. Somebody said, there's a lot of books that inform us. But there's only one book that can transform us. Thank you, Jesus, for the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, more to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey. And the honeycomb, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them there is great reward. Thank you, Jesus, for the Word of God, that river. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the Word of God, that stream that makes glad the city of our God. Jerusalem had a water system. Amen. And when the enemy came against them, they couldn't stop it up. Amen. There was a pool down there. Amen. And it was conduit all the way up. And all they had to do was let down the rope about 41, 42 feet. And there was always fresh, pure water. Amen. And I want you to know something. The devil can rage against you. The devil can rage against the church. Amen. But that black back book has still got life. It's still got comfort. It's still got peace. It's still got salvation, joy, and sorrow. Amen. Promises for tomorrow. Amen. I thank God for the stream that makes glad the city of our God. Hallelujah. You know, the Quran writes about a people. And it mentions these people that have a book and they follow the book. And the Quran identifies them as the people of the book. Praise God. Are we the people of the book? Amen. The Quran, it's their enemy. The people of the book is their enemy. They're infidels. They have to be destroyed. If they're not destroyed, you know, all of these things or whatever. But I'm talking about even the devil knows. Amen. If you got that sword in your hand, it's the weapon. Praise God. It's the offensive weapon. Glory to God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for that sweet water. Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." Hallelujah. You talking about the word of God has power. The power of the word of God. The power of the Bible. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, the river. The river makes glad the city of our God. Thank you, Jesus. There is a river that makes glad the city of our God. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There was, amen, this preacher said that he lost his child and died. And he said that he remembered when his little, I believe it was his little brother or sister, had died. He said, when he was a little bitty boy, he said, I didn't even hardly understand, but he said, I knew that mom and daddy said that the baby had went to heaven. And he said, but, you know, this was many years ago, probably a century ago, because he was an old man, and he was writing it. And he said that I remember coming back from the graveyard, and we went to the church and ate and stuff like that. And he said, then I remember coming home, and he said it was just me and mama and daddy. And he said, I remember how empty mama and daddy was. He said all the you know, the fun and there, or all the get together and food and all that was over, and we come home and it was just us. And he said, I remember standing there and thinking, well, you know, and he said, I saw Dad go get the family Bible and open it up, and him and Mama sat down and began to read and cry. And he said, I saw a look of peace come over Daddy's face that I remember this as a little boy. And he said, then years later, amen, he said, we lost a child. And he said, as I stood there and looked at my baby, I had a memory come in my mind of my dad picking up that old family Bible. And he said, I was too young to understand. He said, but I'm telling you, as a little boy, I knew there was something between the words in that book and the smile and the peace on my dad's face, even though he was sad and brokenhearted. And he said, now I'm a preacher. And he said, now I know and I preach all these things. He said, but I remember, I'm telling you, it's a stream that makes glad the city of our God. The word of God has comforted many broken hearts. The word of God has healed many broken bones. The word of God has healed many broken marriages and homes. The word of God has calmed many fevered brows. The word of God has brought home many prodigal sons or daughters. The word of God, hallelujah, is a stream, and it makes glad the city of our God. There is a river, the psalm said. There's a river that flows through Jerusalem, and the streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Historians didn't believe it. They couldn't understand why Jerusalem wouldn't fall. Even Josephus wrote about it, the Jewish historian. Josephus says that David had a friend in that city that was a Jebusite that told him about the conduit. that told him about the gutter. Hallelujah. Amen. Josephus said that that was the same man. Hallelujah. That Jebusite. That when the angel held his, then David saw the angel killing when he had numbered Israel. Amen. That Jebusite. Hallelujah. Right there at that threshold. Was it Arnon or somebody like that? Y'all Bible studiers, you know it. Josephus said that man was a Jebusite and said he was a friend of David, and he told him. Amen. He told him about the conduit. Amen. Whether Josephus is right or not, we do know that that Jebusite, David didn't kill that Jebusite. Amen. Because he was his friend. Amen. And he lived even after David had conquered Jerusalem and overtook it. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. I'm talking about the glory of God, the streams that make glad the city of our God. Hallelujah. I do know one thing for sure. Amen. When Hezekiah rerouted that conduit, amen, and Sennacherib came, amen. Y'all remember that story, and stood there on that wall and spoke in the Jews' language and said, amen, why would you trust in God? Why would you trust in Him? Amen. And God told Hezekiah, went and spread out that letter on the altar. You remember? Amen. And God sent Isaiah down to him. Glory to God. Amen. And said he's going to hear a rumor in his own land, and he'll die in his own land. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, amen, that an angel went out there and killed 185,000 of them. Glory to God. Thank God for the river. Amen. The word of God, the Holy Ghost power. Amen. That makes glad the city of our God, the Holy Ghost, the word of God. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What was that song the kids sang a while ago in the booster band? Everybody ought to go to Sunday school. The men, the women, the boys. Amen. Everybody ought to love Jesus. The men, the boys, the girls, the women. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody ought to have the Holy Ghost. The men, the women, the boys, the girls. There's a stream that makes glad the city of our God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you know it. You know the words, Galatians, where he said the fruit of the Spirit. Come on, the fruit of the Spirit. I'm talking about the streams make glad the city of our God. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Come on, joy. Hallelujah. Makes glad the city of our God. Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. Amen. Many a times when I was down. Oh, has anybody ever been down? I said I was down. I was thirsty. I was dry. I was empty. But I remembered that there was a stream. Hallelujah. The enemies was all around on the outside of the wall. Can I get a witness this morning? Hallelujah. I said, can I get a witness here? Amen. The enemies was all around the wall. Oh, but I remember there was a river. Hallelujah. I said, I remember that there was a river. Amen. And that wasn't stopped up yet. Glory to God. Amen. The wall may be shut up tight. I may not have freedom like I thought I did at one time, but there's still that river. And the streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, what is his name? Brother Vaughn. I can't remember his first name. Pastored in the hills of Arkansas for years. He said that about 4 o'clock one morning, he said that his brother called him and said that daddy had died of a massive heart attack, that he was gone. He said he just gone. He said, I was under such a shock. He said, I remember walking out in the living room, 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, I walked out there, and he said that they had like a little banister with some spindles and stuff on. He said, I leaned up against it, still trying to grasp this. And he said, I'm talking about the good, sweet Holy Ghost came on me. He said, I'm talking about he came on me. And he said, I knew everything's going to be all right. I heard him tell it. He'd come and sing that sing. He'd tell that story, Brother Curtis, over and over and over. Just tell it. Well, his son, probably in his 30s or something, died of a massive heart attack. He was pastoring up in Arkansas. Keith Vaughn. He died of, died. Just all of a sudden, preached one Wednesday night, went back pastoring Mount Tabor, went back, sat in his chair, and just passed away, gone. And I wondered what he was going to say, hallelujah, because I knew there was a river, hallelujah, and the streams thereof will make glad the city of our God. I knew that. Sometime after that, I was in a service with him. He said, I want to tell you. He said, I've told it. I said, thank God this is what I've been waiting on. I want to hear it. Hallelujah. God never fails His people. I said, He never fails His people. I don't remember his name. But he said, the devil tell me, he said, oh yeah. So you told all over the country about how when your dad died, the Holy Ghost touched you and helped you. He said, what about now when your son died? How you gonna make it? He said, I'm talking about how I was struggling. He said, I had it rough. He said, but when I was sitting right there in that church in visitation, he said, something come down that aisle and it wasn't a preacher friend. He said, someone walked by that casket and it wasn't no family member. He said, when I was sitting on that front pew, praise God, at his son's funeral in his 30s, he said, the Holy Ghost, praise God, come on me. And he said, I'm telling you, comforted me. Glory to God, comfort, praise God. There's a river. There's a river. I'm telling you this morning, the enemy can be all around Jerusalem. No going out and no coming in. But they always had water. And the enemy can be all around you this morning. Family, friends, sickness, financial troubles, all kinds of situations in your life. I come to preach to you this morning. There is a river. That word of God is still alive no matter what happens. That sweet Holy Ghost is still real and with us no matter what happens. Stand together with me this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.